so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hour number two of the show. Thanks for being with us. In about 45 seconds, you'll hear from Predator Radio play-by-play voice Pete Weber. But first, this is breaking news, and it's not good. The Cardinals have had 13 new cases of COVID, and so they will not be playing for a while. Most importantly, Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Field of Dreams game that our buddy Danny Evans has been working on for months has now been canceled, which I feel absolutely terrible about that. Reasoning not believed to be tied to additional positive tests on the Cardinals, but considered more of a logistical problem, which I don't know what that means, and I'll wait to hear more before I even try to speculate. But a bad day for the Cardinals, and I feel bad for my buddy Danny Evans, who worked awfully hard to make this happen. So if Major League Baseball is smart, a year from now, Field of Dreams is a real top priority. Now, let's say hello to Predators radio play-by-play voice Pete Weber, who joins us from a monitor near you. Pete, how are you?
I'm doing well. My eyeballs, I think, are kind of going into that 16-by-9 perspective now. I've been looking at these things for so long, even if just to prepare for the games we actually do, that I'm concerned about that.
Okay, tell listeners exactly what your physical setup was yesterday.
Hal Gill and I, along with engineer Bob Horner, sit downstairs in what is ordinarily the child care room for Predators players and their children, obviously, during the course of a game. So it's a good-sized room. We can socially distance. We have two huge, I'm going to say 70 or 75-inch monitors in front of us, and I mean right in front of us, with one being the game feed from Edmonton and the other being what we would call a football coach would call it all 22, meaning the players. For hockey, we call it all 12, able to see the entire ice surface, maybe not close up, but see that, plus the game clock, and we work off that. And we had a run-through last Thursday with the exhibition against Dallas, and I felt really good midway through the first period of that game. I was comfortable, and nothing much changed for yesterday, so that's the way we've been doing it. We've been watching TV and calling a game on radio.
Pete, you and I talked earlier today, and you know how interested I am in this because I once did one of these as a tape to send yep. Memphis State years ago. I didn't want them knowing I had not done a college football game. What's the hardest part about this that the general public would have no idea of?
The way you have to decelerate your mouth from your brain so that you don't say something that you realize right away is wrong. Otherwise, you'll be doing a whole sequence of 2.5 hours of excuse me's, pardon me's, and all that. So just be sure of what you see and then call it. In many ways, it's kind of like the warnings that were given by Kennesaw Mountain Landis to Red Barber back in the 30s when he was doing his first World Series games, back when he was still voice of the Cincinnati Reds. See it, call it. That's what the commissioner said to Red, and he did that pretty darn well for about 50 years.
Yeah, I'd say he did. Pete, you told me earlier today that the a couple of soccer games that you have done in the past mm-hmm. really helped you in this.
Big time. Now, Nashville SC last year, for example, They and in the United Soccer League, which this is the league Nashville SC was in a year ago, they don't travel to the road games. So the setup would be that there was a game at Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Field, and they sent back video on a large, but just one large monitor, nothing else special attached to it. And then we got crowd noise back at the Fox 17 studios and did the game that way. I think my experience there, I had no idea I was preparing for postseason NHL hockey to be done this way, but that helped me an awful lot. Just the familiarity with it and all of that. And the big difference would be, not just to mention the sports, but they were sending us natural crowd noise from Lucas Oil Field. Well, there is no natural crowd noise. If you saw one of the graphics yesterday, official attendance, zero.
I love that.
Yeah, that was funny. That was, and I'm glad you're able to take a joke on yourself and put that out publicly. But that was, but they're doing a heck of a job, I think, by pumping in crowd effects noise, and they are using, for all the home teams as so designated in these playoffs, they are using both the rink signboards and the crowd from those rinks that had been recorded from previous games. Matter of fact, I heard very clearly after that goal by Philip Forsberg at the end of the first period yesterday, I heard that it was all Darcy Kuemper's fault. All Darcy Kuemper's fault. You.
Yes, John, I heard that as well.
He was on the scene.
Yeah. So, Pete, just your gut feeling. You know, as we've seen some MLS soccer done this way, most of the baseball teams on the major league level are doing it this way. It looks like same thing going on with the NBA tournament down in Orlando.
Right.
What do you think's the hardest one of these sports to call this way?
I would think, from my experience, baseball.
Really?
Because you don't get to really hear bat on ball, you know, as clearly or as purely as you hear it when you're on scene. And your eyes, when you're doing the game in person, go right to the outfielders when the ball is hitting the air trying to track it down. And there in baseball, you're totally reliant upon the director to cut the right camera for you to be able to follow that.
Good point. Pete Weber, longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Nashville Predators, on the line with us. Watson, what do you got for him?
Pete, first question would be about what you did, and you're already behind the eight ball if you've got Bob Horner in the room with you, so make sure you...
Well, okay, hold on.
Let the snacks.
Yeah, let's assume that there was plenty of food.
Yes, I think it's a good assumption, guys.
I think it is, too.
I was an analyst for a little bit of time, and I thought the hardest thing for me was to make sure I kept that enthusiasm going if the game got out of hand or whatever. Is it hard to do that, not being there and having the crowd and all of the different things, whether it's a home game or away game? Is that something you had to work on or push yourself to stay excited, or did you just feel like you were there?
I just felt like I was there, to be honest with you. And the fact that it's playoffs, I'm not going to go into the old playoffs, but that naturally puts my pedal to the metal to get after it. So I don't think we had to do anything artificial in that regard. And then, you know, the Preds were pushing the pedal to the metal in the third period yesterday. They had, you know, Arizona on the run, but finished a goal shy. So that sort of emotion, I think, naturally overtook me anyway.
And my second question sends you to Terry. After we got down 3-0, and that's happened to us earlier in the year, even before the coaching change, and we're all dealing with that, they came back. Was that they got very aggressive, I thought, as the game went on. Was that because Arizona's holding on because they've got the big lead, or do you think they just took more control of the game as we got toward the third quarter?
I'm going to go with the latter there. And that's because all of a sudden they realized they didn't have that much to lose at that point by having the defenseman become super active in the attack. I mean, Roman Josi was going down low all the time in the attack zone, Same with Ryan Ellis, because you're down three, open it up a little bit. And that's what they did. It became a lot more, I'm going to call it Larry Brown full court press at that point, and trying to charge or create turnovers. And that they did. I mean, the third period is something that that should be the only video they show these guys today, tonight, and tomorrow morning before face-off. Play like that, and you should be okay.
Did you leave feeling, Pete, that everything's okay? I mean, tomorrow's game is, I said it before you came on, playoff sports, there are just certain games in a series that become must, and you never know when they're going to show. Tomorrow is a must. Did you leave the court feeling like we'll be there and we'll get this one?
Yeah, if they play like they did in the third period. And avoid, their really biggest problem was the second period when they took some questionable penalties, and not questionable that they weren't penalties. They were penalties. But you don't take them in a situation like that when you're trying to come back down two goals, and then that totally prevents you from mounting any sort of an attack when you're being outnumbered. So that's just the one sort of thing. I don't want to say they have to avoid it, but they have to play to the point like they were in the third period and not thinking about the second.
Yep. Terry?
That I would look at in this regard is that if you're looking for a silver lining, they did get a couple of goals from Forsberg off the power plays. Is that something that hopefully they can build on and keep going as they try to stay alive in this thing?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be a power play. Just getting goals from that first line, which has been reunited during training camp and during the one exhibition and then game one yesterday of this qualifying round. Yeah, take it from that. And then hope that your number two line helps put the pressure on too. So Kyle Turris, Matt Duchene, Kyle Gromlett, can they do that? And then the Bonino line with Smith and with Grimaldi, they're capable of that as well. And then you can let the guys step in who have been great role players, Yarncroke, Sissons, and Austin Watson.
And then my second one is this. It obviously deals with the goaltender situation. Do you feel like they stay with UC Soros? But I know that in the back-to-back, they're probably going to have, to use Pekka-Rinne and use both goalies at some point in this playoff series.
I think they will be using both. And my guess, and I don't know yet, I would think they'd come back with Pekka-Rinne in game two and then see how that goes. And if he wins, probably repeat with a veteran.
Interesting.
Okay, Pete, before we go, let's speculate on the Horner food groups tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just yeah?
keeping in mind that it is an afternoon game, so I don't think he's going to bring racks of ribs or anything like that. Though that's always possible. I would not dismiss that possibility at all. But you have never seen the collection of chips, et cetera, that we have had on the back table of our broadcast room at Bridgestone Arena. What an incredible array.
Pete,
I would think.
Remember, I worked with him for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
None of this surprises me.
Well, the good thing is, we don't have to worry about our old friend Steve Carroll coming in and gobbling it all up.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Pete, I'll leave you with this. This would have been late September of 84.
Okay.
I'm a young sideline announcer. Horner is the engineer. And Vanderbilt is pulling this huge upset at Alabama. And this is in the day and time before you had a lot of games on television. So being able to hear the coach on the post game was very important. And you had a lot of people that made sure they wanted to hear that. It was my job to set up the equipment. It did not go well. By the time Horner made the trip from the Bryant-Denny Stadium press box down below, it looked like one of these big interstates in Los Angeles, wires just everywhere. And he took one look, and he was furious with me. And at one point, he turned to me and he said, just stay the hell away. He said, I don't need you helping me because clearly you don't know what you're doing. So,
well, technologically we've advanced, right?
I think we have, but let Bob know that his memory was eternal today on this show.
Sure, sure. That his matter of fact, his ears may be burning right now as we speak.
Oh, I'm sure I'll hear something here shortly. Pete, I really appreciate your coming on.
Glad to do it. Next time we'll talk about the guy who was recreating a game for his audience in Tacoma while his team was playing in Honolulu.
You know, I'd like to hear that. Talk to you. Pete, take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's got some great stories. Pete Weber. I would like to have watched that setup yesterday just to see how difficult it was. Because it's one of the things we as broadcasters who have done games have wondered, what is that like? Or, Watson, let me take it a step farther, because I had this conversation with Pete this morning. The legendary, probably greatest announcer to ever come through this city, the late, great Larry Munson. And Larry recreated games, recreated minor league baseball from a studio, and some of you have seen that set up in the movie Bull Durham. Can you imagine doing that?
No. No. The little bit of time that I've been in this business, George, no, I can't imagine that.
2.5 hours of sitting there, 2 balls, 1 strike. The stretch, the look at first, and now the pitch. And you just do that over and over in a studio where you can't even see the game. You're getting it back then on some old teletype. And they had these sound effect things where if a guy hit a ball, you would get this, basically. Like that. Crazy to think that could happen. Anyway, here's what I want to do. You all, as a listening audience, have been great in recent weeks. We have gotten a lot more phone interaction, and all of us on this show love that. I got 3 lines that are open right now. I want you to pick something that went on in the world of sports this weekend, and let's talk about it. Thank you. What the hell was that?
Wilson Pickett?
I didn't hear enough to know.
Oh, it's Wilson Pickett.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's what I want. I want you to pick something that's on your mind, and let's talk about it at 844-5600, because for the first time in 20 weeks, we have games. It's a miracle. Watson, let's talk about my buddy Jody Jones and a great dental practice that he's got going on, 22 years worth, now backed up by a beautiful brand new studio at 55 Music Square East in the Music Row area. Tell me a little more.
Yeah, Jody is a Nashville product, George, and he's born, raised right here, high school at DCA and played football, good player, played at Vanderbilt for me and other guys, good player. The one thing I always have seen through Jody since he was little bitty up through his practice, the competitive spirit that he has is always there. It don't miss on one day and come back the next or whatever. That was what he had that other kids didn't have, I thought. And I've seen that through this practice. I've watched him since he started and with his brother, and now he's on his own, and that new facility that he has, he's going to be good at what he does. And that's why I would strongly recommend anybody going to Jody, especially families, because he's going to take care of you.
259-5100 if you want to get an appointment. In particular, if you're new to the area or simply looking for a dentist, let me strongly encourage it. The other thing, if you want to learn a little more, is go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com. I'll tell you, all 3 phone lines are full. As soon as one comes open, I'll let you know it. We also have a tad bit of breaking news when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Slim Chickens is known for our 100% all-natural chicken tenders and perfectly fried wings, but our new dry rub wings are where it's at. Available in two flavors, House Cayenne Ranch that blends cool with a kick of cayenne, or Classic Lemon Pepper that brings a tangy zest. Try them as a meal or party tray, but get them while you can. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or picking it up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Julia, and Hendersonville.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
Couple of notes real quickly. Toronto held on, beat Miami 107-103. And Terry, the Titans have finally come to terms with Georgia offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson. 4 years, $11.57 million with a $5.974 million signing bonus.
Yes, and they have also agreed to terms with veteran guard Zach Kieran, who was waived last week, so they brought him back as well.
Let's go with Bob in Antioch as our leadoff hitter. Bob, welcome into WNSR.
If the Predators lose this playoff series, do you think that they should blow up the roster or just maybe try to give it a major remodel? Because as a season ticket holder, I would rather they lose because they didn't have enough talent as opposed to losing because they underachieve and get outworked. And I sense that a lot of other people in the fan base are getting restless as well. And I would not mind if they made major roster changes. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great point you've brought up. There was clearly a lot of gnashing of teeth. Notice the pun there. Back in December. When this thing was falling apart, for a while before they made the move on Laviolette. And I remember all the celebrating of the you know, the New Year's Day game in Dallas. And I was like, screw that. This team's falling apart. And nobody seems to be noticing. Well, there were a lot of people noticing because there was, you know, it's predominantly it's a season ticket base that is in there every night. And they know what's going on. They see it every night. So, Bob, my guess is that it's not a full-fledged blow-up, but if they lose to Arizona, there are going to be some changes.
Where would you like to see the changes?
Well, I think one of the things that's probably going to happen is they're going to have to make some final decisions on Pekka. I think in one form or another, UC Soros had won this job. And, you know, what went on yesterday, I didn't think was his fault.
I didn't either.
Ryan Johansson is obviously one that will be a guy that you hear a lot about. He hadn't had a good year. I would think the Craig Smith in that area, Granlund, who may not be re-signable anyway. Who knows where they're going with that? But I think those are two or three of the obvious moves that might end up being made.
If you don't mind me asking one more question, what's your impression of Hines so far? I know haven't had a huge sample, but I like what I've seen. I think he's done okay.
Yeah, I think he walked into a mess, and I don't think anybody knew quite where the mess was originating. I've got a feeling he knows now and will probably put in some sort of a report at the end of the year, especially if they go down early, lose to Arizona. He'll probably share with Poile what he's learned.
Do you think this put any pressure on Poile to keep his job, or do you think he's safe?
Oh, I think he's safe as long as he wants to be. His is probably more of getting near retirement age and what happens then.
Right, I agree. Well, thank you.
Yeah. He asked some great questions, and I butted in the whole time. Anything you all want to share on that?
George, the first thing I would say to Bob would be, I don't know who needs to go, but bring something in here that's got some pizzazz to them, that's fighters, that just the fans just react to, that it turns everybody on. We need some of those guys. That's what I don't think we have. I don't know who will let go, but bring something in here that's got some spirit about them. And that just looks like they love to play hockey. That seems to be what I've seen missing the last few years.
George, let me throw this at you guys. There seems to be two schools of thought as to how you want to build your team. Being the hockey novice that I am, you can either have physical guys who are big and can, you know, push people around and that sort of thing, or you can have fast guys who fly up and down the ice and create a fast break type of game. Which do you think the Predators would? Which model do you think they most would try to make their team in that likeness?
Fast.
All right. That was well thought out.
Well, I think it was one of their strengths for a while when they were making the 2 years of playoff runs. They were pretty dadgum quick. Anyway, got a line open now at 844-5600. Somebody jump in, whether it's about the Predators or whatever that you may have watched this weekend in sports that you want to comment on. I will say up front, kind of nice to have some sports. So somebody jump in and get that third line filled up. Tony in Nolensville, you're up next.
Good afternoon, George. Hello, Watson. And as always, hello, Terry.
How are you, Tony?
I'm doing good. Terry, I want to thank you for giving me a little shout-out Thursday afternoon. I was thrilled by that. It was heartfelt and heartwarming and it meant a lot to me, and I just wanted to tell you that. I did hear that, and thought that meant a lot.
Glad.
Tony, you're easily moved.
Well, George, I do have a question for Terry real quick. Terry, you've got this birthday thing I keep hearing about coming up.
Sure.
Have you started getting your AARP notices yet? Are you in that category?
Or you beyond? Yes. I haven't opened it, but I did get a thing in the mail.
I don't even know about where you're at. The smoke signals are up in Westmoreland, no doubt.
I'll tell you one damn thing. It goes from the mailbox to the trash can outside in about 0.8 seconds.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Guys, this come out Saturday night. I don't know if y'all saw it or not. It was really, it's laid under the clouds a little bit here. CBS Sports confirmed earlier report out of Sports Illustrated, and I personally think this, what I'm going to say, actually broke on this radio show with you three hosts talking about it weeks ago, that the NCAA is to vote this week on fall sports championships, with the exception of football. If they vote these fall sports championships that they're not going to have, there's reports that the Power Fives are in a, if you want to call them being adversaries with the NCAA, that they're going to look at truly forming their own group of people, their own group of championships, and breaking away from the norm of the NCAA. I don't know if you've seen all that.
I have. Watson, it seems to me like this one's a matter of time.
Yep, and this could be the piece that does it. It's going to be interesting to see because, Tony, this is the week the dominoes fall.
Yes.
Once the NC2A decides what they're doing, then the Big 12 decides what they're doing. Now you're going to see all the group of fives and the half of the left of what's left of the FCS start making decisions because they're sitting there waiting on, and it's all about the money games. That's what the group of fives are waiting on, and that's what the FCS is waiting on. They're waiting on the money games. And if everybody goes to conference-only matchups, then I really believe, don't you, that the group of fives would have to do the same thing. They can't afford to bring in a bunch of FCS and have to pay them when they're not getting to go somewhere to play somebody themselves to make money. So I think everybody's going to be in a conference-only type situation. And, I mean, you may see more. I think you will see some more, maybe not all of them, but some more FCS conferences go to spring if they lose all these bye games that the FCS are waiting on.
Terry, something else that I looked at also this weekend and saw this out on the wire and stuff, George. There's three more new bowl games this fall.
Oh, God.
Now, I know we're getting way ahead here, but now we're going to have 41 bowl games. You're going to have 82 teams. With these schedules being conference-only games, you're going to have a lot more teams that are going to have the mediocre 6-4 or 5-5 records that are going to be going to bowl games. That are just, and these bowl games are just, of course, ESPN supports a lot of them. And, George, you brought this out that I was totally unaware of, and I think a lot of your listeners earlier this year or last year, is the fact that they support a lot of these bowl games and buy up the time for their filling their blocks. And with that being said, you're going to have a lot of schools that they're going to be putting on TV that are just mediocre games. And it's just going to be, it's unbelievable. And by the way, those three games are going to be, I think it's the San Francisco Bowl or something like that. And then Myrtle Beach and I forgot the one of them, but it's three games that are just, we've got 41 bowl games this year.
Mm.
Guys, I'm going to let y'all discuss a bit more. Great week. I'm glad everybody had a great weekend. Looking for a great week. And George, once again, great show.
Thank you. Bye. Terry, I vote Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Can't wait for the Westmoreland Car Sales Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be... we'll, We'll invite MTSU and Western Kentucky. That's about halfway for both of them.
It should be good for ticket sales.
There you go.
Eric in Nashville, you're next at 3:38.
Hey, George. Before I get to what I want to talk about, I have two little quick things I want to talk about. But one thing, I just want to say congratulations to give shout out to Mr. Keith Bullitt. He opened, I guess it was something called Just Love Coffee Shop.
I saw that.
Today.
Yeah.
And I actually called it earlier this morning on John and Greg show. They actually said he's actually had several shops open for the weekend. I think they said he's got some even open around the country, which I didn't know about. I thought they were just here in the Middle Tennessee area and stuff, but apparently, you know, he's opened quite a few, and I'm real happy for him. Hopefully, it's successful. They did an interview with him on Channel 4 this morning. Cannot believe how much weight he's lost, but hopefully, that during this pandemic, that hopefully he's able to be successful and keep it going for him. I'm hoping.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. George, two quick things I want to talk about. First of all, I just couldn't believe that. I guess I don't know if I can pronounce it today. I guess it's Cespedes or whatever his name is with the Met.
Yeah.
Basically, instead of telling him he's opting out, he just grabbed his clothes and left the hotel. I mean,
what a dog.
And don't give him word that he's opted out. I mean, what a way to opt out.
Listen, I've got no problem that he wants to opt out, but don't be a chicken you know what. And make your agent inform old Brady Van Wangingham or whatever his name is. In New York. That's just bull.
That's just a low class move.
It is.
Yeah.
Also, apparently there was during the game, apparently there was a picture of him at the mall with some people that surfaced on social media.
That's not good either.
That's got to be heartwarming for the teammates.
Oh yeah. Anyway, and George, the other thing I want to talk about too is this whole deal with Antonio Brown, where apparently the NFL came down and he's suspended for 8 games, and I guess because he's hoping that, I guess either Baltimore, Seattle, those are two teams that expressed the most interest in him. But you just don't know if you're going to trust the guy. I mean, he's saying the right things. He says, I won't appeal the suspension, and then he's going to be on his best behavior. But if I'm them, I know, really, I guess with CBA, you can't do this, but I would, if I'm interested in him, I would try to send somebody down there, be with him, make sure he's working out, train, and try to stay with him, because I just don't trust the guy on his own, because basically, if he gets in trouble again, I believe he's basically done. It's just, I don't know why anybody would want to take a chance on him, but I got a feeling somebody is. And, of course, you're hearing the rumors it's mainly either Baltimore or Seattle.
Yeah. Here's the advice.
It's always a good talk to you. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
So, Watson, the advice needs to be, and tell me if you've heard this about somebody else, stay off Twitter. If you look at some of the dumb stuff that he has put out there.
Oh, I'm telling you, buddy, Twitter, Facebook. If you don't know what you're doing, you can get in trouble quicker.
Yep.
On some of that stuff. And if you don't have all of your senses when you get on there sometimes, I mean, just stay off. That's been my advice for a long time. Stay off that stuff. And Terry, did the young man that went to the mall, did he have on a mask or not in the picture?
I think he did.
He did have on a mask?
Cespedes, yes, I believe he did.
You know, the guy's got a world of talent. He could really help that team. And I understand the opt-out, but the making your agent tell him and not show up at the ballpark is chicken.
It's weak. Goes with the Mets,
yeah. Well,
how much of it do you think, George, that the opt-out is that the Mets are awful?
Well, I think they're awful because they've been playing the Braves. Thank you.
They weren't very good for that, though. They were struggling.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Terry.
You know, Terry, you know, I mean, is he a fair weather fan or what?
Last week
he'd written them off. Let's get the year over with. We ought to start right now getting ready for next year.
Insurance in a couple of weeks, you know.
Terry, that is not what I said, but, you know, maybe I need to clarify some things. Okay, 3:42 is the time. We've emptied out the phone lines. I'm looking for three hearty souls that have something they want to talk about in the world of sports. If you've watched a game, and dadgum, it was nice to see some games this weekend, I want to hear from you. 844-5600 is the number. I'm looking for three hearty souls to create the sellout when we come back.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet is reminding everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. Company logos, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 67. And tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 82. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to The George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
3:49, still got time to get you in. Got a line open at 844-5600, so feel free to jump in because we will get to you pretty quickly. We finally, for the first time, have some games to talk about in all of these sports. And that's been pretty cool. I don't know how long it's going to happen, but it makes you realize how much we have missed it. So there. Brian over in Smyrna, welcome into WNSR.
George, Watson, Terry, thanks for having me on the show. And I just kind of want to get into the Predators a little bit. It was kind of Preds fashion to go behind 3-0 to a team they should be beating, the Coyotes. I feel like the Coyotes and Hurricanes have our number, just kind of like the Preds have the number of Edmonton and Tampa Bay. But I was wondering, going into Game 2, do you think there's a regret not starting Pecorine? I don't think personally the game was on Saros, but he's the veteran, 80-plus consecutive playoff starts. And with Game 2 right now, the Preds have never won a series after losing Game 1. So do you think it's time to flip the switch, or do you think John Hines will stay with his guns and play Saros for Game 2 and see how it goes?
Ooh, a lot of stuff there. Okay, let's regroup here. Guys, I don't think that there's anything about yesterday that I'm just saying, boy, it's the goaltender. I just don't see it.
I didn't either. The first goal was just a fluke. I mean, just an absolute fluke. And then some of the other ones were just, they were weird. He wasn't covered. I mean, one of them was a pure one-on-one. That's 50-50 at best for the goalie, not even 50-50, I'd say. So now, I would say he's going to go back with Saros just so he can make sure he doesn't put it out there that he thought it was his fault. Of course, we all could be wrong. But there's no doubt Pekka's going to play one of these two games. But I would just think maybe he'd go right back with him in that way where he doesn't create all the controversy again. What do you think?
Terry, who are you going with tomorrow?
I think I'd go with Saros again for the same reason that Watson said. And then you got the back-to-back, and you can turn around and go with Pekka then and try to do it that way.
Yep. Brian, let's root them on. They need a win.
Yes, they do, George. Yes, they do. Thanks for taking my call.
Let's go Mike in Melrose. Mike, welcome in at 3:49.
Good afternoon. Just want to get y'all's thoughts. And, George, I could kind of tell your thoughts when you groaned about having more bowl games. So I want to get your thoughts on having more teams make a bowl. They're going to be 500. As far as in basketball, college basketball, adding more teams. And also, let me ask how you feel about the baseball expanding their playoffs.
Let's see. I love the expanded playoff this year because I think 60 games in baseball isn't the real test that it ought to be that we would all want in a perfect world. I just think the bowl thing, when you start having Northern Illinois play Akron and both teams are 5-7, I'm not real wild about it. But I also have to admit that there are ADs who tell me that the experience for the kids is unbelievable, you know, that they have a blast at these things. And so who am I to say, you know, that it's wrong? Y'all fill in the blanks here.
I'm 100%. I don't even like the 6-6. And now there's going to be people going at 4-6 or 4-, you know, whatever.
4-5-1.
Whatever it might be. I don't know exactly. But there will be losing records if they fill all these bowls. As a matter of fact, there was the NC2A, I think, cleared that today, or there's at least discussion of clearing it to where you can go without a 500 record. So I just, well, I'm 100% behind the bowls up to a point. But when you finish a year like Vanderbilt did, George, and I know, don't want to eat up all the time here, but going 6-7 one of those years, I mean, you end up with a losing record after you're positive and going to a bowl. It's just, I just don't like it.
Well, I just want to mention, I was looking at the NBA standings, and you have 5 teams right now that could make the playoffs, including the team playing right now, the Washington Wizards, who are 24-42.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm asking, what's the difference in that sport as opposed to other sports?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. You know, they've made a rule for, you know, a strange year that has led to some of this. And, you know, when a Washington gets in as an 8, do we really think they've got a shot against the 1? I mean, I think we know the answer.
No, but it happens about every year, does it not? In basketball and hockey, you have teams with losing records. And it could happen in baseball this year.
Could. I just hope it's not my team.
And give it up for Kyle Wright. He didn't give up a run yesterday.
No, he didn't. He hung tough. Got to lower the pitch count a little, but there was definite improvement. I would say today, and this is really a fluid deal, that now you've got, as your fifth starter, as far as where they are on the pecking order, Sean Newcomb, who hadn't figured anything out in 4 years on the big league level, 3 and 4, depending on who you go with on any given day, are now Tuki Toussaint and Kyle Wright.
And Tuki, I don't know if you know this, but he was a Vanderbilt commit.
No, I didn't know that.
He was. And speaking of Vandy, we got Sonny Gray and Walker Buehler going tonight. Anchor down.
How about that? Bring it on. Okay, let's go to our final break. We will wrap up the scoreboard because there's a lot out there when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Real quickly, here are the scores. Carolina beat the Rangers today 4-1. They lead that series 2-0. Winnipeg leads Calgary 3-2 with 6 minutes left in that game. In the NBA, Toronto held on for dear life, beat Miami 107-103. Games in progress. Indiana leads Washington 41-38, and Denver leads Oklahoma City 38-31. Watson, you try to behave until tomorrow.
I'll do it.
And Terry?
Yes.
Go Yankees.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, whatever. Johnny Ballpark Franks, an abbreviated one-hour edition with Grizzlies basketball at 5 o'clock, and all of that coming up next.